The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a pretty exciting game in Edmonton. Final score, though, the Edmonton Oilers 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2 in front of a crowd of 18,347 fans at Rogers Place. Here's how it all happened tonight. Edmonton would take a 1-0 lead in the first period at 6:47 on a power play goal by Evan Bouchard, his 14th of the season, assisted brilliantly by Connor McDavid and Adam Henrique. Henrique playing in his 991st NHL game tonight, getting closer to that magic number 1,000, and Connor McDavid beginning a brilliant night. He ended up with 4 assists. That was his first one. And it was also the first of 2 power play goals that the Oilers would score. And wouldn't you know it, they win by 2 goals. Off the faceoff, Edmonton on the power play setting up. Here's Bouchard slapping it. Score! So the Oilers win the faceoff. Bouchard backskates and just exchanges with McDavid. And one-timed one from 60 feet out that got by Romanov through some traffic. It's 1-0 Edmonton. That deadly power play stepping up for the Oilers. But goaltending was a big part of this game. And once again, Georgi Romanov, looking for his first National Hockey League victory, gave the Sharks a chance to win tonight with saves like this one against Connor Brown. Oilers on the point now. Bouchard swings it down low into the corner. Angle play to the front of the net. 2 opportunities for Edmonton right on goal. And 2 saves for Georgi Romanov right in front of the goaltender on the right wing side. That was a really nice job by Romanov to stand tough. Both saves made off of Connor Brown. Really good stops by Romanov. And all night long, he gave the Sharks an opportunity to win.
Yeah, I thought he had a solid game. He looked strong in the net. Again, big. He made some controlled his rebounds well.
Once again, Connor Brown would get in there, and Romanov would be big time with another big save. Being behind the San Jose net, now it's centered out in front. That was McDavid that set it up. Far side of the ice. Angle shot. Save made. Good stop by Romanov off Connor Brown, and the Sharks lift it out. Great save by Romanov off of Connor Brown. The second and third time he did that in that period. But on the other side of the ice, Calvin Pickard had to make a couple of good stops too. And with the score 1-0 still in favor of Edmonton, he made this save off a brilliant rush up the ice by Noah Gregor. And now to Gregor. Beaumont, Alberta's pride, comes to center with speed. Across the line, makes a great move, moves in, and shoots it on net. That's a fabulous save by Pickard, and what a rush by Noah Gregor. He uses those legs, man. He's going to get chances to score. And I've seen him shoot the puck to the top corner. Go back and check out his very first NHL goal on Jonathan Quick. He can do it. He's just got to make sure that his legs are moving.
Yeah, he had danger speed through the neutral zone, and he needs to use that on the forecheck off the rush. When he does, he's lethal.
But a brilliant play by Connor McDavid, even strength at 15:41, gave the Oilers the 2-0 lead. McDavid and Bouchard got the assists on Ty Emberson's very first goal as an Edmonton Oiler. The last time he scored a goal, he was wearing teal 89 games ago on November 25th, 2023. The Sharks were playing Vancouver that particular night, and he scored what would be his only Sharks goal, but his first Oiler goal made it. A 2-0 Oiler lead. McDavid and Bouchard once again assisting, and that was the score at 15:41. Rebound picked back up, and the Sharks trying to slide it up the left boards. Thrun did, but it's not out. Kept in by former Shark Ty Emberson. Fed it far side, Bouchard. And now on the left wing side, oh boy, look who's scooting around there. They poke it in front. They score. McDavid knocks it right to the front of the net, and Ty Emberson, side of the Sharks goal, tips it, and it's 2-0.
Jeez. Just have your stick on the ice. That's all you got to have. There, Connor McDavid gets himself 10, 15 feet of space there on the half wall when he picks up that puck. That's not a fun place to be as a defenseman when he comes at him Connor McDavid makes a quick play back down towards the net, and Emberson just fights back door. Again, net play, net play, net play. This is something that the Sharks have struggled at. You just got to be under that stick. You got to see those guys, because McDavid can lay it right out on a platter for you, and he does that with Ty Emberson.
Well, that was a silver-plated platter there for Ty Emberson. But then the Sharks would get involved, and Will Smith at 17:15 would show his lethal shot ability as he scored the goal to put the Sharks on the board. Vlasic staying right with him, though, and now he gets some help from Kovalenko. That's nice teamwork right there as Celebrini pushes it out to Smith to the red line. Fires on the left side. He had Celebrini breaking down the wing. Celebrini putting Bouchard into the boards in the chase for the puck. Now Kovalenko to Smith. Smith shoots. Score! A snap of the puck for Will Smith. What a beautiful goal. And he extends his goal scoring streak to four straight games to get the Sharks on the board. It's 2-1 Edmonton. What a goal by Smith, his 18th of the season. A terrific release, as we've come to see, at 17:15 to make the score 2-1. But I kind of undersold that play that Kovalenko made to get that assist.
Yeah, he's working nicely with that crew, and he does a good job. Hustles over, gets under the stick of Henrique, and lays that puck out for Will Smith.
Okay, so the score 2-1 in favor of Edmonton at the end of one. The Sharks went right back to work in the second period. Even though they were outshot in that period 12-9 by the Oilers, they would pick up the only goal at 5:44 on a play that featured great work by William Eklund before the goal and great work in front of a net, albeit maybe close to a penalty for Cam Lund. Steal now by Eklund as the Sharks change. Here's Eklund moving in deep to the corner, tries to send it toward the net, went off an Oilers stick, but Eklund's there first. Spins on the right board, shoots one. Pad save made by Pickard. Rebound, Thrun keeps it, shoots, tip, score! Henry Thrun just sent it toward the net from the left wing boards. It went off of traffic in front, and the Sharks have tied this game 2-2 at 5:44 of the second period. Henry Thrun, his second of the season, brilliantly assisted by William Eklund at 5:44 to tie the game 2-2. William Eklund is the second Shark under the age of 22 to have 40 assists in the season. That's 22 or under. The other one is Milan Mihalik back a number of years ago. But on that play, it was very close for Cam Lund to be called for goalie interference, and it went off the skate of Darnell Nurse and into the net. Good goal, good play for Thrun to throw it to the goal.
Yeah, net front play. It was a great job by Lund getting there. I agree with you. I thought it could have been a challenged play and maybe a no goal, but Edmonton elected not to. And good for the Sharks there to get that goal.
And so the official word on the goal, Thrun second from Eklund. No point for Lund, but he had a factor in it without question of a doubt. So 2-2 after two periods of play, and here we go. The Sharks are involved. They're in the middle of the game. They're playing hard. They're getting decent goaltending, even more than that, from Georgi Romanov. But it would be the power play that would be deadly for Edmonton. They had already scored on the man advantage early in the game when Bouchard got the Oilers on the board for the first one. But at 7:34 of the third, it would be the old man, Corey Perry, who would pick up the puck and bang it in. Play as Henrique is in the corner, crowd anticipating. Bouchard back to Henrique to the middle, checked by Delandria, not out. Kept in by McDavid. 20 seconds on the power play, the shot to the front of the net, score! Corey Perry's in front of the net. McDavid threw it to the goal. And the result is going to be a power play tally for the Edmonton Oilers. McDavid skating toward the net and Perry jamming at it. I'm not sure if Perry got it in or if it went off the stick of McDavid from the beginning. But either way, it is 3-2 Edmonton. What a goal, and it would be Corey Perry's 17th. Connor McDavid, his third point of the year, his 70th assist for a fifth consecutive season, reaching that mark. Adam Henrique also assisting, and it was the game-winning play at 7:34 of the third period. 3-2 Edmonton at that point. Now, the Sharks really did a good job to try to stay with this. They worked all the way to the end. They pulled their goaltender Romanov and put the extra attacker out there, and there was a golden chance very late in the third period, and that's when Calvin Pickard came up big for the Oilers. Minute 39 left. Celebrini back. Liljegren on the point to Smith near side. Down low. Toffoli centers in front. What a chance. It's deflected by Eklund right on goal. And a save made and covered up by Pickard. His biggest save of the night so far. That was his biggest save of the game. That was a really good chance for William Eklund. And how about that nice little work to get the puck to Foley right to Eklund for the tip?
Yeah, that was a quick play from Will Smith down from up top. And right down to Toffoli whipped that across. And that was an amazing save by Calvin Pickard.
But it all came down to the empty net situation, and the Sharks continue to work hard, but as it turned out, Edmonton would get a deflection up the ice, and the empty net goal would go for Connor Brown. Eklund keeps it in play, but it's all along the perimeter. There's McDavid stealing it. McDavid twists his way out of the zone with the puck. At least he's almost out. He headmans it out. Empty net. Fed on the right. Here's Connor Brown. Score! Well, Connor McDavid's going to get 4 points, four assists in the game. He has seven assists in the team's last two games. That one a goal by Connor Brown, an empty netter. And it comes at 19:34 of the period. 4 points for Connor McDavid in this contest. Just a brilliant rush up the ice. Darnell Nurse was the guy who got that pass over to Connor Brown to put into the empty net. And so for Darnell Nurse, that is career point number 300. Final score, Edmonton 4 and the Sharks 2. And the Sharks have to go to Calgary and try to end this winless streak now, which has extended to 8 games.
Yeah, and again, they got to stay out of the penalty box. I think that was really the Achilles heel tonight, as it was in Minnesota the other night. And they just got to stay out of the box and kill the penalties when they do.
Once again, the final score tonight, the Edmonton Oilers 4, the San Jose Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.